Again, that's supremecourt.us.gov/. Thank you.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration launched OpenFDA. OpenFDA will make the FDA's publicly available data accessible in a structured, computer-readable format that will make it possible for the public at large to quickly search, query, or pull massive amounts of public information instantaneously and directly from the FDA datasets on an as-needed basis. For more information, go to FDA.gov. That's www.fda.gov. Congress furious at White House over prisoner swap. Lawmakers don't much like the deal which traded five Taliban fighters held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. They are also mad about how it was done behind their backs. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently took action against websites that sell potentially dangerous, unapproved prescription drugs to U.S. consumers. The FDA and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection also conducted extensive examination at U.S.-based international mail facilities where many packages containing prescription drugs enter the U.S. and found that most of the examined packages contain illegal prescription drugs that have been ordered from online sources. For more information, go to FDA.gov. That's www.fda.gov. There's no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this. During yesterday's Tumblr Q&A at the White House, the president answered a question on the epidemic of gun violence in America. For more information, please visit www.whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. Leftover household products that contain corrosive, toxic, ignitable, or reactive ingredients are considered to be household hazardous waste. Products such as paints, cleaners, oils, batteries, and pesticides that contain potentially hazardous ingredients require special care when you dispose of them. Improper disposal of HHW can include pouring them down the drain, on the ground, into storm sewers, or in some cases, putting them out with the trash. Improper disposal of these wastes can pollute the environment and pose a threat to human health. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
Support and donate to your local Boy Scout Society, brought to you by Federal Scout Society.
Please go to www.supremecourt.us.gov/. Again, that's supremecourt.us.gov/. Thank you.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you.
Congress furious at White House over prisoner swap. Lawmakers don't much like the deal which traded five Taliban fighters held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. They are also mad about how it was done behind their backs. Some bee pollen weight loss products are a dangerous scam. Products labeled to contain bee pollen that promise to help you lose weight or reshape your body could actually harm you. Bee pollen is the pollen that bees collect from flowers. It is the food that nourishes bee larvae, but it's not a miracle ingredient. Some bee pollen products marketed for weight loss have been found to contain hidden and potentially dangerous ingredients that may be harmful to people who have conditions such as irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, and bipolar disorders. For more information, go to FDA.gov. That's www.fda.gov.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you.
The EPA is working with states and other key stakeholders to help ensure that natural gas extraction does not come at the expense of public health and the environment. The agency's focus is to provide oversight, guidance, and, where appropriate, rulemaking that achieve the best possible protections where Americans live, work, and play. The agency is improving our scientific understanding of hydraulic fracturing, providing regulatory clarity with respect to existing laws, and using existing authorities to enhance health and environmental safeguards. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov. Leftover household products that contain corrosive, toxic, ignitable, or reactive ingredients are considered to be household hazardous waste. Products such as paints, cleaners, oils, batteries, and pesticides that contain potentially hazardous ingredients require special care when you dispose of them. Improper disposal disposal of HHW can include pouring them down the drain or the ground, into storm sewers, or in some cases, putting them out with the trash. Improper disposal of these wastes can pollute the environment and pose a threat to human health. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov. Equal pay is a family issue. Women make up nearly half of the U.S. labor force and are a growing number of breadwinners in their families. But despite passage of the Equal Pay Act of 1963, full-time women's earnings are only about 77% of their male counterparts' earnings. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you.
Some bee pollen weight loss products are a dangerous scam. Products labeled to contain bee pollen that promise to help you lose weight or reshape your body could actually harm you. Bee pollen is the pollen that bees collect from flowers. It is the food that nourishes bee larvae, but it's not a miracle ingredient. Some bee pollen products marketed for weight loss have been found to contain hidden and potentially dangerous ingredients that may be harmful to people who have conditions such as irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, and bipolar disorders. For more information, go to FDA.gov. That's www.fda.gov. The right to access personal health information is a cornerstone of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. As part of an ongoing effort to empower patients to become informed partners with their healthcare providers, the Department of Health and Human Services has taken action to give patients or a person designated by the patient a means of direct access to the patient's completed laboratory test reports. For more information, go to hhs.gov. That's www.hhs.gov. Ending homelessness. Stable housing is the foundation upon which everything else in a family's life is built. The U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness released the first federal strategic plan to combat the problem, ending chronic and veteran homelessness by 2015, and homelessness among families, youth, and children by 2020. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. Equal pay is a family issue. Women make up nearly half of the U.S. labor force and are a growing number of breadwinners in their families. But despite passage of the Equal Pay Act of 1963, full-time women's earnings are only about 77% of their male counterparts' earnings. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.supremecourt.us.gov/. Again, that's supremecourt.us.gov/. Thank you.
Congress furious at White House over prisoner swap. Lawmakers don't much like the deal which traded five Taliban fighters held in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. They are also mad about how it was done behind their backs.
Please go to www.whitehouse.gov/. Again, that's whitehouse.gov